I'm not sure if anyone's following the... first off, I have to apologize to anyone still davening, which is usually the right side of the shul. But left side's also pretty strong, so I apologize. But the left side, and anyone who's still davening on the right side, it's a great story. Actually, that's a pretty good story. There was a basketball game two nights ago, or maybe three nights ago. You know, two nights ago, Monday night in Los Angeles, between the Houston Rockets and the Los Angeles Clippers. I'm not sure if you guys were following this news, but it was a very, very high. It was a very highly anticipated game, where a player named Chris Paul is going back to his old team, and everyone was very hyped up for it. And of course, things got a little frisky. And there were some bumps, and a couple of players got ejected, and which usually happens in an NBA game where there are a lot of rivalries and unfortunate things. Okay, not the. Let's just say a lot. They needed to control their emotions a little bit. What happened was after the game, which I've never heard of this before, that there were certain players on the Rockets that they snuck into the Clippers locker room through a back door to try to confront the other team. And even though these players were already ejected or the game was over, they wanted to continue their little fiasco. What happened was security got involved, and it was put to bed over there. They were talking about how the away team already even knew about this back staircase that the locker rooms even connected, and they said they're making this whole gemara shir that there's only one player who knew that both of the locker rooms actually connect, and who was that player? The old player who used to play in LA named Chris Paul. So I can't tell you whether Chris Paul knew about this back room, didn't know about this back room. I can't tell you what happened. I can tell you is that it's just like you're professionals. It's childish. If you want to play competitive and gets a little heated on the court, that's great. But to go now after the game and make a whole scene, it's like I don't know about you guys. It seems like so like second or third grade. And I kept constantly like just thinking about this. And I was thinking, you know what? The world is constantly looking at people as role models. And sometimes, okay, a guy's able to put a ball in a basket, very nice. But he doesn't know how to calm down after a game or during a game. That's my role model. My role model should be someone who actually knows how to control their emotions, who knows how to be kind. And I'm sure all those players are kind. And sometimes, again, in the heat of the moment, we lose our cool. But you have to understand that the rest of the world is watching how you act. Especially now, we're all going now, wherever we go, Florida, New York, Israel, some island, or even if you're staying here in Boca, like myself. The world is looking to see, what are the Jewish people all about? Are they kind? Are they courteous? Are they going to be right? Are they going to be davening every day? Because at the end of the day, let's be honest, the pizza thing and the ice cream thing that the school offers, it's very nice. That's not the reason why we're going to do those things. The reason why we're going to do those things is because we know it's the right thing to do. And there shouldn't be a day that goes by that I don't daven in the morning for mincha, in the morning shachar, mincha in the afternoon. Because at the end of the day, you know how precious that every tefillah, or every little thing that we do, we learn a little bit. I guarantee you, if you want to learn a little more over the weekend, you can email any of your Rebbeim or any of your Marot. They would gladly send you material just to learn. You know how precious every single word of Tefillah or Torah or Chesed that you do? Not because you have to. It's not school. There is no school. It's because it's the right thing to do. And you know down deep that it feels good and it feels right. Do you know how precious that is to Hashem? That's the most precious. That's that Tefillah that everyone here is going to daven tomorrow, please God. And every day until we get back next Monday, that goes on Hashem's crown. That's the biggest, and those are the biggest jewels on Hashem's crown. The tefillos that we do in school, the kindness that we do in school, the Torah we learn in school, it's great. It's not going on Hashem's crown. That's maybe going on Hashem's cloak, maybe on his suit jacket. But what's going on the top of his head? The top of his head are the tefillos that we're not forced to do, but we want to do them. We want to do them because it's the right thing to do. So please God, we should all have an amazing and an easy and safe vacation. But at the end of the day, to realize that every little thing we do is so precious and so special to Hashem. Have a great day and a great vacation.
They were the nicest guys. they were saying, ma'am, yes, ma'am, thank you. They were saying, please. He expected it to be
maybe it's fake news. I don't know.
But I know the game's over. I don't know.